Hey world, this is Essence, also known as Nikish Speaks, and you're tuning in to another episode of Nikish Speaks. How's everybody doing out there? I hope everybody's doing well and staying healthy and staying cool, because yes, it's been very, very hot. Today we're going to talk about taking a break, slowing down, focusing on your well-being, and how to continue to improve it in every aspect of your life, whether it be physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, because there has been a definite uptick with not only people becoming ill physically, but there are a lot of cases coming in with people with mental issues going on, overstressed, overwhelmed, and we need to take a break. And a lot of us are not able to take breaks the way we want to, or the way we need to, or the way we are supposed to, actually, because we're so used to go, 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 and trying to keep up with the pace. And sometimes we overlook ourselves, and sometimes it can become a very detrimental thing. So we need to learn how to slow down and take it easy and pay attention to our overall health. It's very important. You feel like you're overwhelmed, or if you feel like there's just a lot of things going on with inside of you and you need to speak to someone, please, whatever state you live in, whatever country you live in, find someone to speak to. If you want to delegate that message on to a family member or a close friend, and they can help you to, you know, search for someone that can guide you and then lead you in the right paths, please do that. Because there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and we are all overwhelmed and overstressed indefinitely. So that's something that should not be overlooked. It's very important to take care of yourself in every aspect of your life. And it's a very serious thing when, God forbid, it could lead to something detrimental happening to you. We have a lot of suicide rates going on. We have a lot of people that are afraid to come out to speak because, well, in society, to be honest, everyone makes it seem as if it's something so bad to come out and say, you know what, I need help, or I'm not feeling right emotionally, I need to speak to someone. We need to make it more welcoming that we can speak to each other on that type of level. And I don't care if it's family members, friends, whatever. I don't care if I don't even really know you like that. I'm able to sit down and listen to what my patients have to say. I want to hear. I want to hear if it's just an associate in passing. You want to talk about something, talk about it. Be free to talk about it, because you never know what listening ear could be on the other end, and then you could be a great help to someone, as opposed to being judgmental. And that's making me... it makes me angry in a lot of ways, because we see everyone being so judgmental, but none of us has the right to be judgmental about anyone going through any issues in our lives, because we all are human, number one, and number two, we all have good and bad days, and number three, we all are going to experience some things in this life where there may be kind of hard to get out of that dark hole. So we should have some type of compassion and empathy towards each other to say, you know what, I may not completely understand what that person is going through, but I can understand in some possible ways. Like, I can relate in some type of way, because I know how I feel if I've gone through A, B, C, or D. Or I know how it feels to go through something similar to that. So we may not be able to understand each other completely, But we can help each other in some sort of ways. We can relate to each other as human beings. Because you know how you feel if, God forbid, you imagine there's certain things going on in your life. And you experience that. You know how you would even imagine taking it. So you should think forth saying, you know what? I don't know what this person is going through. Let me see if I can talk to them. Let me see if I can help them in any kind of way. Let me see if I can't personally help them completely, if I can find someone else that actually can. We need to bring that more out into society today, because there's a lot of stuff going on right now that is not hidden any longer as far as the stresses of this world. So the same way that everybody can bring out the stresses of the world, racism, anger, we should be able to bring out compassion and empathy towards each other even more to help one another. Because that's something that's definitely needed right now. We need to be able to help each other out. And with that being said about how, you know, our society is today, as far as when it comes to showing your emotions and showing that you need some type of help in that department, some of us have become so good at disguising that we are depressed or that we need some type of assistance emotionally. Some of us are very good at that. And it's a sad thing to say that because, yeah, sometimes you would expect for family members or close friends to notice it. But sometimes you're not going to be able to notice these things. Sometimes people are so seemingly upbeat and happy and outgoing. And on the inside, there is an actual war going on. And that's why I say we should make it more welcoming to say, you know what? This is a no judgment zone. I want to put everything on the table. You talk to me about everything. I talk to you about everything. And leave it at that. As far as meaning no judgment. But take it to another level if you feel that there needs to be help involved. Because a lot of us are walking around and we are either ticking time bombs or red flags. And some of us are not paying attention to each other at all. God bless Tamar. There's a lot. I hear a lot of people, you know, they're always talking about her on the TV or on the radio. And sometimes they talk about her behavior, her attitude. And sometimes people don't see certain things. There's a lot going on. And there are a lot of Tamars in this world. And some of us are outspoken in the world. Some of us are outgoing. But then there are also people who we can hide it very well. And I know when I was going through what I went through after the death of my sister, I could hide a lot of my emotions very, very well. So I can speak about it personally, about being depressed, and be able to suppress it very, very well. And it's dangerous because everything that's going on around you normally, but no one around you is able to really know what's actually deeply, truly going on with you. And how are you to know? How are you to know what to do with someone like that? How are you to know what to do if, God forbid, they get to the point they're suicidal? How do you help when you don't know what to do? You don't know that it's even going on, actually. So that's why I say it should be something to make people feel more welcomed. Because actually, a lot of people that are going through emotional things and that's going on right now, they're ashamed, some of them. They're ashamed. Sometimes you feel like it's not worth it to even talk about it. Will anyone listen to you? Will they take the time out to hear what you're actually going through without judging you or trying to put their stigma on you about what their beliefs are? because a lot of people do that as opposed to actually saying, you know what, just give a listening ear and see what levels you can take it to next to get some assistance, to get help right away. A lot of that's not going on. And I know that I'm speaking to quite a few people out there. Doesn't matter, man, woman, doesn't matter. We all have issues that we go through in this life. Sometimes they're from traumatic issues that can trigger it. Sometimes it's just in general, certain things that are going on within you. It does not matter. If you have some type of situation going on, please speak to someone. Don't feel ashamed about it. It's just something that, you know what? It doesn't matter what people feel, think, or say about it, to be honest. Because as I said previously, we are all human beings. And we all have dark, dark days. There's not one individual in this world that has never, ever had any superior dark days. Not one individual. So that means none of us can talk about anybody. We can pray for each other. We can try to talk to each other, try to help each other out. But nobody can talk about anybody because we have all been down those dark roads. And that's the problem that today's society puts out. Well, you know, maybe it's this or that wrong with you. Maybe you've caused this or that to bring it upon yourself. No. Nope. Take a break. Get yourself together. Meaning to get better. And it's just for you. It's not for anybody else. The getting better part is all for you. And it's worth it. Because you are worth it. You've got to know that. Some things are going to happen in this life that try to make you feel as if you are inferior. No. You've got to know you are worth it. And you need to get better for yourself. Before anybody else. Because you know what? Yes, we have family members. They may love you. And they want you around. But you know what counts the most? Is you loving you the most. And you wanting you around. Then everybody comes after that. Because you got to focus on healing you. So that's why I'm saying it is important to take a break. And I'm not just talking about a break as meaning sit down and just relax type of break. Anything that's going on in your life and you feel like you are emotionally checked out, it's time to stop everything, take a break, and get help. Immediately, because you are worth it. You've got to remember that you are always worth it. Forget about everything else. Remember, you are worth it. Dark days don't last. Yes, you struggle through them. But they will not last. There is an end date to it, meaning that you will get through it. But you've always got to remember you are worth it. You are worth that fight. You are worth that struggle to stand tall on your two feet and continue to walk up the stairs of becoming better each and every second of the day. You are worth it. You've got to know that you are worth it. Always remember that. You are worth it. So you're going to work hard at it. And you're going to make sure that you can get yourself better. But always remember that you are worth it. Mention me Monday. Today's spotlight goes to Nick YG_moving with purpose. That is her Instagram name. Nick YG_moving with purpose. She is a poet and a rapper and a motivational speaker. And I mean, everything that she does, it is so inspirational. Everything. I love all of the raps that she does. The poetry, it's beautiful. go follow this young lady right now on Instagram at @NickYG_movingwithpurpose. Such a talented young lady. She is definitely well deserved of your time. Well deserved. Remember to be kind, it is free. Thanks for tuning in to Nikesh Speaks. I will be returning September 21st with season 3. I can't wait to come back, and I will see you guys then. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support. Until then, enjoy.